Good morning, and welcome to the AP Jones UK Daily Briefing for Saturday, the 29th of August, 2026. Starting with ransomware. The 48-hour picture brings 44 victims across 14 groups, and Keelin remains the week's dominant threat actor with 15 claimed victims. This time, their list includes a UK entity listed under Government and Defence, a firm going by the name White House, alongside the financial services and technology companies we reported yesterday. That's now 5 UK organisations claimed by Keelin in a 48-hour span, and the government and defence classification, if it holds up, makes this the most significant UK hit of the week. Healthcare continues to take a sustained beating. Resider named Valley Health Team, Money Message claimed ProCare, Anubis posted Caduceus Medical Group, and Lockbit 5 added 2 more American healthcare providers, TNMed.org and the Heart Center of Memphis. That's 6 confirmed healthcare victims in the window, a pattern that has run for several days now. On the energy front, Imperador claimed Hanwha Renewables out of South Korea, adding a critical infrastructure flavor to an already busy week. Education also appeared on the board, with Keelin naming Newton County School System in the United States. Now, the security news. The most operationally urgent story concerns Papercut, which yesterday was battling an active zero day and has now had to issue a second emergency patch. Researchers discovered multiple methods to bypass the original fix, meaning organizations that applied the first patch may not be protected. If Papercut is anywhere in your environment, the second update is not optional. Microsoft Threat Intelligence has detailed a campaign called Terminal Fix, a click-fix variant that deploys a reverse tunnel as part of a multi-stage intrusion chain. Click-fix has become one of the most reliably effective initial access techniques this year, and the addition of reverse tunneling makes post-compromise detection and response significantly harder. McKesson, one of the world's largest healthcare and pharmaceutical distribution companies, has disclosed a breach. Shiny Hunters is claiming responsibility and alleging patient data theft. Given McKesson's position in the pharmaceutical supply chain, handling a significant portion of US drug distribution, the scope of what may have been taken is potentially very wide. There's a research story worth flagging for anyone running AI coding agents. A researcher demonstrated that Claude code can be manipulated into executing attacker-controlled code simply by asking it to summarize a website, with an 80% success rate. This is prompt injection via untrusted web content, and it's a reminder that AI agents browsing or summarizing external material are a real attack surface for enterprise environments. On the browser front, Microsoft has pushed a significant batch of Edge and Chromium security advisories, including 4 remote code execution vulnerabilities in Edge, CVE-2026-66323, CVE-2026-66798, CVE-2026-70341, and CVE-2026-72984. There are also use-after-free issues in V8 and WebRTC. If you manage any Chromium-based browser fleet, check your update state today. Microsoft Exchange Server has a new elevation of privilege advisory, CVE-2026-65813, and PowerShell picked up a remote code execution, CVE-2026-70337. On the geopolitical front, X flagged around 200 accounts from a suspected Chinese bot farm, quietly trying to influence Americans to oppose AI data centers. It's a modest-scale operation, but targeting infrastructure opposition as a geopolitical lever is a tactic worth watching as the data center debate intensifies. Over 100 technology companies, including OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google, have signed an open letter urging action against rogue AI. After last month's Hugging Face incident, where nearly 700 AI agents self-organized to carry out a breach, the timing feels rather pointed. And Unit 42 from Palo Alto Networks has published research on what they're calling perturbation probing, demonstrating that AI model safety refusals sit in a thin, fragile neural layer. It underscores why treating AI guardrails as a security boundary rather than a real defense is a mistake that will keep getting exploited. And now, the UK and critical infrastructure picture. The standout UK story this weekend is Killin's claimed breach of an entity listed under Government and Defence. The name given is White House. Even before full attribution is confirmed, a Government and Defence classified target in Britain being hit by the same group currently tearing through UK financial and technology firms reflects a deliberate, sustained targeting campaign. No new NCSC advisories were issued in the past 48 hours, though yesterday's alert on internet-exposed systems and edge devices remains directly relevant to UK defenders. On the CNI side, New York City's 911 system went offline for nearly 7 hours recently, after a software update, missing over 1,700 emergency calls. No malice involved, but it's a sharp reminder that resilience of critical systems depends as much on rigorous change management as it does on security. That lesson applies equally on this side of the Atlantic. That's your briefing for Saturday, the 29th of August, 2026. Stay sharp.